I am doing fantastic. Louie, how are you today?
You know, I'm doing awesome because I get to talk to you and I get to talk beer. Those two things combined together, I'm all in, brother. How's the first two weekends went of the Ren Fest?
Well, the first weekend was hot but exciting. We had our first blown cask, and in 20 years, I have never had a blown cask. But we had one on Sunday, blew the cork right out of it, the bung clearly out of the, barrel, shot across the arena. It was a great show. Those who missed it, well, you should be at the Renaissance Festival every weekend because you never know what's going to happen.
So literally, hold on here. You mean like literally, it's, you know, you went to tap it or whatever and it just popped, went out?
It is the strangest thing in the world, Louie. My first time in my life, we did the first show on Saturday morning, no problems at all. Sunday came back, tapped the keg, went to open it, and the bung shot, the actual tap shot out of the barrel about 20 feet in front of us. There's some great pictures on our Facebook page. It made the Renaissance Festival's post video. It was exciting. It's fun. I'm famous or infamous or, by golly, it's an exciting shot. It was thrilling.
Outstanding. Now, at Brigadoon Brewery, if you're wondering, they're located on the grounds of the Texas Renaissance Festival. Matter of fact, when you walk in, just go down the left side. You'll understand. It's the left side, and boom, oh, there's Brigadoon Brewery. You can't help but see the logo. It's a beer keg, old school style, that says Brigadoon Brewery. At Brigadoon Brewery, you could try beers from all across the state of Texas, but to me, more importantly, you could try the beers of Brigadoon Brewery. And Alan, what beer have you created for this weekend? Because I know one of the cool things you do is that you're crafting beers to go with the themes and just all things Renfest each weekend.
Well, this was Pirate Weekend, so we didn't do anything special at all. We just took simple Black Plague ales and aged 9 months in a shower distilling whiskey barrel and put it up there on a tap for this coming weekend.
Dude.
I posted a picture on my Facebook, hold my glass in front of your logo. It's all for you, and we're going to save a bottle for you for our class, for the KZN Christmas class.
He says that, all for me, Louie Bellina, because it is one of the most outstanding beers I've ever had. I think I was introduced to it. No, I did show up for a Pirate Weekend 2-3 whatever years ago, matter of fact, when you did it. And it is, to repeat again, it is that barrel aged cask aged Black Plague, which is the signature. It's one of the best beers you'll ever try of Brigadoon Brewery. It's an Allen creation Black Plague, and it's amazing. And then, hey, you make it even better, which no one thought was possible, and that is this weekend, right? Saturday, Sunday.
That is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. We got a 6-barrel for Saturday and a 6-barrel for Sunday. It will sell out, I guarantee you, both days. We're going to serve it 9-ounce pours. It is Shire Distillings in Brookshire, a new distillery out there, and they have a fantastic product. It's going to go well. The few samples I've had seem to vanish quickly. I don't know where they went to. It's amazing.
Well, I'm going to be out there Sunday. I will tell you that now. I'm going to talk to some friends, and I know we're going to make our way out there. So hopefully we can get there in time before, let's just say, sell out. Because, again, when the word gets out to the, we'll just say the craft beer junkies, that is one of those things people will go just for the beer to the Renaissance Festival this weekend when you put Black Plague into a barrel.
It is, and it'll go quick. And by the way, while you're there, Louie, on your way in, stop at the Queen's Pantry. That's the first pastry shop that on the right-hand side as you enter.
Yeah.
They have taken about 5 gallons, oh, maybe 4 gallons of Black Plague ale, and they make every year for the last 4 years a Black Plague chocolate cake with Black Plague in the cake and Black Plague in the frosting, and it is bloody awesome. It goes fantastic, of course, with the Black Plague.
Seriously? I mean, that's a heck of a deal. And where?
It
the Queen's Pantry?
Fantastic. The Queen's Pantry. You go in the front gate, it is the first pastry shop or first food shop on the right-hand side. Ask for Black Plague cake. It is bloody fantastic. It is an awesome, awesome creation. And I'm not a big sweet eater.
Now, part of the Brigadoon Brewery experience at the Texas Renaissance Festival is a taste of Texas, which is a different Texas craft brewery or themes like all these different barrels we've collected. 1 o'clock Saturday, 1 o'clock Sunday. What's the plan for this upcoming weekend? What can we expect?
This coming Saturday, I'm doing a class of beers across Texas, so we have a wide variety of beers I've gotten from fellow brewers. I'll be leading that class. But now on Sunday, especially if your listeners in the Bryan College Station area, they may have heard of some place called Blackwater Draw. It's at a brewery there in town.
No bells ringing.
No bells ringing at all, no. Chris Steele's coming out, and they're bringing their beer, and Chris is always a great guy to have out, and we'll have a class with them on Sunday at 1 o'clock, and that should be a really good class. I'm looking forward to it.
So this Sunday is Black water draw with Chris Steele. There's Chris and Chris. I can't differentiate.
Chris and it's the same.
One's taller than the other, but they're both beer masters, crafters, passionate. They both are amazing brewers. Not a joke shtick thing. I love Blackwater Draw. I feel like we're lucky to have local brewery like that. I mean, they're amazing at what they do. So this Sunday at 1, if people, look, Aggie football game Saturday, I get it. You know, you got a tailgate. You don't want to go anywhere Saturday except for the Aggie football game. That's why I'm going Sunday. Well, you can go Sunday, and sure enough, 1 o'clock, Taste of Texas. Other classes available, not just Taste of Texas, but, Alan, they can do breakfast with the brewmaster, that's you, or they can actually brew beer with you.
They can. The Breakfast Club is every Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m., and in that class and the Taste of Texas class, you're going to get a pretzel along with some samples and glassware to go home with. The only difference between the two classes is time, and the Taste of Texas class features other craft breweries besides us. The morning class is just me having breakfast with a little beer and a pretzel. After all, how better to have breakfast in the morning? We'll sit down and talk about beer. And then the brew master for the day class, that can happen any weekend. But you do need to have prior advance registration with us because it is a special class. Make sure it's only one or two at a time. And it does take about 5 hours, so you make sure everything's set aside. You take the class yourself, Louie. It takes a while, but it's well worth the information and time you get to do it.
I didn't know it was 5 hours long. And I don't mean before, I mean after. It was so much fun. And the class, you, the lessons, brewing beer, that when it was over, you know, you said 5 hours. I couldn't have cared less. I could have done 5 more hours. It was fun. It was the first thing I ever did at Brigadoon Brewery. We took that making the beer, and what an amazing experience. And what the start of a long friendship and lots of many delicious beers.
It has been. Yeah, that was a long while ago, but I think you were one of our first classes we did just by accident. And
it was a happy accident.
Yeah, you were a guinea pig. And it showed in our 911 beer.
Oh, and it was called 911 because not halfway through, but about a third of the way through, we had an accident. You go hero mode, save the beer, so that 911 beer was born.
Exactly. It was an error by one of our apprentices. We do old world equipment up front, and it's easy to have an issue up there, small issue occurred, but we're trained professionals, and we took care of the action. No beer was lost or hurt during that incident, which is an important feature to mention.
So, Alan, you know, we've dumped a lot of info on people like, okay, special beer for the weekend, Barrel Black Plague. Wait a minute, there's classes at 1, there's classes at 10, there's classes by reservation, and they decide 2 weekends from now, they forgot what we say. How can people follow you? How can people get all this information and not try and remember it and hurt themselves?
That's a lot to remember. We have a lot of information. So the best way to do it is either follow us on our Facebook account, which is Brigadoon Brewery. So it's Brigadoon.brewery on Facebook. Or go to our webpage, which is BrigadoonBrewery.com. It's BrigadoonDoon Brewery and then .com. And on that, you'll see a link to all of our classes. You can register and sign up. Right now, there's a link to Dixie Cup, which is happening this weekend in Houston. That's a homebrew competition, which we're sponsoring the Imperial IPA class in that. Ooh. It's been going on for about, I think, 40 years now, roughly. But they'll have a class there. Great group of people out there. It's a competition class where they can qualify for nationals on homebrew circuit. So that's one thing you get there. But we also have the link to the Texas class and show you who's coming as what beers are on tap, what to expect. And as you said, we have a different beer for each weekend. They can look up what weekend that beer will be. And unfortunately, a lot of people get upset. That beer is usually only available that weekend if it's that special. Especially like this weekend, I guarantee you those beers, the Black Plague Barrel Age, will go quick.
They're not going to last to the end of the day. Because you said barrels set aside for Saturday and one for Sunday, right? They're not going to last to the end of the day.
Nope, not at all.
That's outstanding.
They'll be gone.
Oh, that's so outstanding. Sorry, I'm drooling a little. I didn't realize that it was Pirate Week. Look, I'm too busy to look up until like the night before or the morning I'm driving there. I just know I'm heading out Sunday and to think Pirate Weekend, cool, check. Oh, did I Barrel Black Play? Oh, that sounds rather outstanding too. BrigadoonBrewery.com, BrigadoonBrewery.com, Brewery.com. And you can find out about what class, Taste of Texas, who's going to be out there, what's the specialty beer for the weekend. And also, Alan, people need to know that Brigadoon Brewery, oh yeah, you're rocking Renfest signature, awesome. But Brigadoon Brewery is year-round.
Yes, it is. We have Hazen Pasadena also located on Spencer Highway, just north of Donkey Mexican Restaurant. And that place is open on Friday and Saturdays for sure. They have a great crew running that place for us on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Wednesday through Friday from 4 to 10, and then Saturdays at 2 to 10. And then come by and get usually five of our beers on tap, and we have a cider on tap from Duo Cider down at Dickinson. We like to support locals, so that's why we have the Duo Cider on there.
So Brigadoon Brewery, go find them on the grounds of the Texas Renaissance Festival. Stop by the tap room that's in Pasadena. But no matter what you do, if you're going to the RenFest, enjoy an amazing beer. And also a reminder to people, we got some time, but this will be the 99th annual. We do a Christmas beer tasting class. Who's we? Alan and I. Where I will select about 10, 12, I don't know, I lose track. We'll select some winners here on the Louis Belina Show. And then the Friday after Thanksgiving, we will all gather at Brigadoon Brewery at the Texas RenFest. Alan's been collecting beers all year long for us, and he will introduce them, explain them. We will sample them, many of them, enjoy them, learn about them. It's awesome if you love beer. We do it every year. It's our Celtic Beer Christmas Brigadoon Brewery class. Listen in for more details. Alan, you know I'm fired up about it. A, I get to hang out with you. B, it's these beers you've collected. It's always amazing.
It's always a thrilling class. I enjoy it probably more than some of the patrons do, maybe. I get to collect the beers, and I get to share them. And you know, Louis, I'm guilty. I enjoy talking about beers. So as long as I have beer in front of me and I can talk about beer, I'm in heaven.
That's one of the secrets, and it's one of those things. Alan, that's not shtick he's giving you. That's why any of his classes he's doing is worth taking. It's the passion mixed with knowledge, knowledge with passion. It's not just, here's beer, drink, cold. No, no, it's someone who eats, sleeps beer. That's why it's, when Alan speaks beer, people listen. BrigadoonBrewery.com. Alan, see you Sunday. Check in with you next week. Be amazing, bro. Appreciate it.
I will see you standing. I will hold you a pint of that Black Plague Asian Barrel.
I said I wasn't going to cry today. Thank you, brother. Be good.